from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks at the State Capitol Building in Pierre. Today we have updates from South Dakota's 101st legislative session in its final week. Up first, lawmakers pass a bill providing homeowner-occupied property tax relief. However, critics argue it's done on the backs of non-homeowners. A school lunches bill is headed to the governor's desk, an overarching view of the data center debates at this point in session, and even more. It's March 9th. Here are today's stories. The State House is advancing a bill that creates a property tax relief fund with plans to fill it with tens of millions of dollars in the coming years. Senate Bill 245 had its day on the House of Representatives floor. It creates a property tax relief fund and plans to fill it with sales tax revenue that jumps by 0.3% next summer. It also flushes the fund with over $50 million currently sitting in state coffers. The fund is used to buy down the local school district's share of property taxes and provide relief for homeowners. Lawmakers on the House floor debated the bill, with many seeking to lower the dollar amount put into the fund from the sales tax sunset. The sunset equates to roughly $110 million annually. Currently, the bill puts that cash into the fund. Some lawmakers wanted that number at $60 million. Republican Representative Mike Weisgram is the amendment sponsor. He argues the dollars shouldn't be entirely tied up for the future and could be used to cover other costs within government.
And I can't put all my eggs in one basket. I need to be more conservative than that to make sure I'm a good steward.
Others took issue with the bill in its original form, Democrat Representative Eric Mucky being among them.
We are seeking a permanent solution to a problem that fluxes.
He argues the bill helps homeowners off the backs of non-homeowners and renters. The amendment failed to pass the House floor. Lawmakers passed the bill in its original form. Del Rapids Republican John Hansen says despite the concerns, lawmakers should be optimistic about today.
This is our shot to answer the call of the people on property tax relief and then move forward and meet the needs that others have identified today as concerns. It's not an either-or. It's not an either-or.
The bill advances to the Senate after a 42-27 vote on the House floor. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Pierre. A bill years in the making aiming to expand free and reduced school lunches has cleared the Senate. This marks the final legislative hurdle, and it now heads to the governor's desk. SDPB's CJ Keene reports.
Sioux Falls Democratic Representative Caden Whitman has worked on this bill for the same amount of time it takes students to attain a bachelor's degree. As the gavel fell, she said it's hard to find the words to explain the emotion.
Obviously, I am beyond delighted, thrilled, excited, ecstatic. 4 years of work, hundreds of hours, hundreds of advocates and community leaders and school bus drivers and child nutrition coordinators and parents across our state have come together over the last few years, and I really do credit all of those individuals that helped to push this across the finish line.
While pleased with the outcome, Whitman says she can't exhale just yet. The final vote of 20-14 in the Senate is not a veto-proof majority, but Whitman is hopeful.
We've seen the incredible success, the super wide margins that this bill has passed on this entire legislative session, and so we knew that the momentum was behind us. We knew that the political will was there and public sentiment has shifted to support this effort. And I just really wanted to believe that all of those things would come together in this moment. And so when they finally did, to be honest with you, it still doesn't quite feel real. I will believe it fully when I have that email saying the governor signed it.
However, the cost was too much for some, resulting in a close vote on the Senate floor. The bill's fiscal note comes in at about $600,000. For context, Senator and Appropriator Glenn Vilhauer, a yes vote on the bill, says this represents a negligible percent of South Dakota's annual budget. Senator Brandon Whip, the chamber's prime sponsor, says this represents peanuts in a multi-billion dollar state budget for a program that makes meaningful differences in the lives of families.
For this, we can provide nearly 1.7 million meals statewide, reducing burdens for school districts and needy families.
That total meal allotment is bolstered by the fact this policy is supported by federal programs. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Pierre.
The South Dakota Senate has further tightened the state's abortion laws, this time targeting abortion medicine providers. HB 1274 would ban the dispensing, sale, or advertisements of items connected to abortion, which is broadly banned in South Dakota. Rapid City Republican Senator Greg Blanc says it enforces the state's policy as written.
HB 1274 simply gives the Attorney General and law enforcement the tools to enforce criminal and civil penalties against these out-of-state chemical abortion pill providers.
This comes following the Mayday Health lawsuit settlement, which orbited advertisements connecting South Dakotans to abortion-related materials. The bill passed the Senate on a vote of 31-2. The bill was amended in the Senate, so it now heads back to the House. Proponents say South Dakota residents are better protected from potential data centers thanks to a bill advancing out of the House. However, pro-economic development Republicans say the bill doesn't amount to much without a data center presence.
Senate Bill 135 is one of a handful of data center bills left in South Dakota's 101st legislative session. With only a week remaining, many more are not expected. The bill, dubbed the Data Center Bill of Rights for Citizens by its backers, establishes some protections around water and electricity usage, among other things. Some factions within the Republican Party argued on the House floor whether the bill is even necessary at this point. Pro-economic development Republicans say without a tax incentive, the hyperscale data center industry isn't going to come. The legislature has struck down multiple bills attempting to provide a tax incentive to the industry. Howard Republican Representative Tim Ryche urges a no vote on the House floor.
They're not coming, folks. They're not coming. They're building 50 of these a year. 50 new data centers a year right now. 42 other states have welcomed them. They're not coming, folks. The bill's unnecessary.
However, the majority of the House disagreed with Ryche and the six other Republicans who voted against SB 135. That includes the bill's House sponsor, Del Rapids Republican John Hansen.
I think they could be coming. And if so, we're not saying no to that in this bill. We're just providing South Dakotans who have lived here and worked here and raised a family some assurance so that they know they won't be forced to subsidize this through higher utility bills and through a loss of water resource at the local level. I think it's a really good basic consumer protection measure for the people of this state.
The House votes 60-7 to pass the bill. Because it was amended in a House committee, SB 135 heads back to the Senate for approval of the changes. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
It appears South Dakota has all but closed the door on enticing the data center industry to come to the state for now. After rejecting multiple tax incentive efforts to lure the industry here, at least one proposed project is already packing up and heading out.
South Dakota's legislature is making one thing clear to data centers. Legislators don't want taxpayer dollars exempted to move the projects forward. Some critics have questioned South Dakota's business-friendly climate recently. It's largely driven by the legislature killing a carbon dioxide pipeline project proposed in South Dakota last session. Debates over Iowa-based Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline splintered the Republican Party. The faction opposed to government-backed economic development gained more standing in the legislature in the 2024 general election. They passed a bill essentially killing the project's viability in South Dakota. Republicans have been fighting over how to handle state tax-funded economic development since. That rift in the party is extending to data center debates in South Dakota this session. The state legislature has defeated multiple bills in the past few weeks providing sales tax exemptions or rebates to IT equipment for data centers. The industry claims without the incentives, zero hyperscale data centers will move to South Dakota. Some Republicans have called tax incentives to data centers corporate welfare. That includes Speaker of the House and gubernatorial candidate John Hansen. The Republican says South Dakota's tax-friendly environment today should be enough.
If you look at over the last 5 years, if there's been anything that's attracted people to our state more than anything else, it's a reputation for freedom and the free market. It wasn't because they were coming here for special interest carve-outs or big giveaways.
South Dakota's pro-economic development Republicans aren't buying it. They argue against the corporate welfare claims. They contend South Dakota's not getting any revenue from hyperscale data centers now, so an incentive on computer equipment would produce a net positive. These Republicans see data centers as a way to inject jobs, property taxes, and increase sales tax on electricity into South Dakota and its rural areas. Today, it doesn't appear that section of the party will have its way. Senate Majority Leader Jim Melhoff puts it bluntly.
Well, I was disappointed. I don't know what else to say.
Melhoff says the state needs to diversify its economy.
Agriculture is very important to our state. Tourism is very important to our state, but we need to diversify. And, you know, a one-trick pony doesn't get a lot of gigs.
On the other side of the aisle, Democrats are seeking a pause on these conversations. That minority caucus proposed a moratorium on data centers in South Dakota. Republicans defeated the bill. Senate Minority Leader Liz Larson explains the party's thought process.
The information that was out there was hard to parse through. I think there's a lot of emotions on every side.
Data center companies say they're looking to the Midwest for cooler climates and excess energy. They say cooler temperatures can lower costs to cool computer equipment. North Dakota has seen dividends pay on data centers due to its tax structure. Applied Digital has hyperscale data centers built or proposed throughout North Dakota. Wes Cummins is Applied Digital's CEO. The company's been eyeing a location in Toronto, South Dakota. That is, until the outcome of this session.
The project likely won't go forward in Toronto.
Some worry that this session's outcome will send proposed data centers to other nearby states, like Minnesota and North Dakota. However, South Dakota is expected to walk away with protections on water and electricity usage for data centers, a measure just passed the House that includes such protections. It leaves out any mention of tax-funded incentives. Speaker Hansen is prime sponsor of that bill. He spoke on the House floor.
I think they could be coming, and if so, we're not saying no to that in this bill. We're just providing South Dakotans who have lived here and worked here and raised a family some assurance so that they know they won't be forced to subsidize this through higher utility bills and through a loss of water resources at the local level. I think it's a really good basic consumer protection measure for the people of this state.
Pro-economic development Republicans say protections don't amount to much without a data center presence. They contend the industry won't come without incentives. Looming deeper in the conversation is how this impacts South Dakota's often debated business-friendly model. Senator Melhoff weighs in.
Well, I think we've shown that maybe we're not quite as open for opportunity as we would like to be. Hopefully, you know, through other measures, we'll find ways to attract other businesses.
Democrats say they're seeing a similar trend. Senator Liz Larson shares her thoughts.
There is a movement sort of against economic development in South Dakota that is somewhat new. And I'm still wrapping my head around what exactly that means and how we should move forward given that kind of overwhelming sentiment.
Economic development and how to handle it is one of the biggest debates heading into this year's elections. MSDPB's Jackson Dirks.
Legislative coverage on SDPB is supported by the South Dakota Bar Foundation, SDN Communications, Missouri River Energy Services, and your membership in the Friends of SDPB. Thank you.
The South Dakota Department of Education names the 2026 Special Education Staff of the Year winner. Amanda Edlund is a speech-language pathologist at Harrisburg School District. She was nominated by parents in the district. The DOE says Edlund's received the award for her ability to help students find their voice and their confidence. Andrea Bird of Douglas School District, Becca Walsh of Baltic, Aaron Healy of McCook Central, and Josie Sauer of Brookings were the other finalists. A Sioux Falls woman is sentenced to 20 years in federal prison after authorities say she sold drugs that resulted in a death. Anastasia Muggins pleaded guilty to a controlled substance charge back in December. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, District of South Dakota, Muggins sold fentanyl to a woman in December of 2024. That woman was later found dead from a drug overdose at a Sioux Falls residence. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News, and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.